Hello.
Hi, this is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. I'm part of the client services team. How are you doing today?
Good.
Wonderful. By the way, we wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your premier marketing agency. Also, the purpose of today's call is to review your account progress, which is going to take approximately about 10 to 15 minutes. Is now a good time to speak?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, so technically for today's call, I would like to cover the following items. That is the progress of your account, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and a walkthrough of your client dashboard. Also, we would like to talk about your website if you have any questions about it. So, currently your account is still a few weeks old. And so far, we've already completed the optimization of your Google Business profile. Website is already created, although it has not been live just yet, as we need access to your domain.
Okay.
And then we also have Facebook ads, which we already started running and we're already gaining good visibility from. All of these that I mentioned are actually what's helping you with online exposure and brand awareness, which is also essential in getting leads from customers that are actively searching for your services. Now, I would like to go ahead and review your client dashboard. Do you have access to a computer or a smartphone at this moment?
Yeah, I got my phone.
Awesome. I will send you your client dashboard login information so that you can log into the client dashboard and I can walk you through as we speak, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me just send it really quick. Please let me know once you receive the email with your credentials, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, so you should be receiving that probably in the next minute or two. Were you able to receive the client dashboard login credentials?
Yes.
Awesome. And are you logged into the client dashboard now?
I'm opening it. It's loading.
Oh. Okay. All right. All right, wonderful. So after logging in, you should now be on the homepage of your client dashboard. By the way, client dashboard gives you the option to pause and reactivate campaigns. This is a feature to ensure that we are running your ads as you see it. So if you, let's say, for example, if you go on vacation for a few days and that means you can go to your client dashboard and pause until you return and not waste any budget most especially since we're running Facebook ads.
Okay.
And now for the homepage, you should be looking, or you should be able to see high-level insights on your active campaigns. So you will be able to see any leads that you get to receive as well, depending on products that you currently have, which is, of course, Facebook ads and Google Business Profile. It will also give you a preview of your business information, and it gives you the link to access your website editor. Now, for the website, as I have mentioned, it is not live yet, as we are needing access to your domain. And in regards to granting us access to the domain, is it something that you can probably do while we're on the phone?
Okay. The domain came from y'all. I just have to give y'all access from what y'all gave me.
Oh, all right. Let me go ahead.
Because y'all did all of it.
All right. Let me see here. Please allow me a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Cody. I apologize about that. But just to confirm, the website that we should be promoting everywhere online is legacygd.net?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So I will have our team make sure that the website is already live, and there won't be any domain that needs to be used, right?
No, they gave the domain.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much for confirming that. All right. Now, moving on, in regards to the website, so as I mentioned, it's going to give you access to the website editor, or you can click on the website itself, and that's going to take you to the website design, or that's going to take you to your business website. Went over the website and checked on it? Do you maybe have any questions about it? Do you have any changes that you'd like to take place on the website, maybe?
No, it looks pretty good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for confirming that it's good. So we'll definitely make sure that the website goes live as soon as time possible. And then going back to the client dashboard, on the homepage, you should see where it says leads. Can you click on leads?
The local leads?
Yes, local leads.
Okay.
Or it should just show leads at the top, but local leads would do. Uh-huh.
Okay, when I clicked it, it said Google Verified and Yelp Ads. So
right,
maximize
so,
your business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can actually close that one.
Okay. Okay, now I see it.
There you go. All right, so the leads tab will give you access to any leads that you will be receiving. May it be through your Google Business profile, Facebook ads, or the website. Now,
yes.
As you can see here, it shows you two leads from Facebook ads. So from here, if you click on any of these leads, it will show you information on the right side. And it will also give you the option to select the status of the lead and put notes on it. Now, whenever you receive a call, by the way, from the call tracking phone number, it will, or the client dashboard, specifically the lead tab, will allow you to also listen to the call in case you may have missed anything and you want to get back to what was discussed on the conversation.
I don't have a call tracking number. We deal without it.
Oh, right. I apologize. My bad. Right. I apologize about that. But, yes, for any leads coming from the website or the Facebook ads, it's going to be showing here, which you can always update the status if there will be a need for follow-up or if it's a completed job. And also, once again, you can add notes and any other information. Let's say, for example, the amount for that job that was set or that was agreed. And then moving on, we also do have the Google Business Profile. So as I mentioned, we have already optimized your Google Business Profile. And on the client dashboard, you'd see Google Insights. Do you see Google Insights? It should be at the top. If you can see Google Insights, you may want to click on the three dashes.
Okay, Google Insights, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, so since the Google Business Profile was just recently verified and optimized, that's the reason why we don't see that much of numbers on this page just yet. But rest assured, as we get along the way, we should be able to see good numbers on your Google Insights. As of the moment, it shows that your Google Business Profile was already viewed 16 times, and there have been 3 website visits already.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it will also show you a graph of the progress every month. So for the month of March, it's definitely going to show you that there have been 3 website visits, and any activity on your Google Business Profile will be listed here. Say, for example, client or your customer asks for direction through the Google Business Profile, or if they click on your number to give you a call through a Google Business Profile, it would also reflect in this page right here. And then we also do have the ad campaigns or the campaign management. So campaign management is where you can pause the ad. You can also reactivate ads as well as add more to your budget. Now, under ad campaigns, you'll also see Facebook ads. And when you click on it, you should see Facebook ads insights and Facebook ad preview. Were you able to get to the Facebook ad?
Yes, ma'am. It says the leads, impressions, the reach.
Wonderful.
And
yes. So we're already starting to see good numbers on Facebook ads. We're gaining good visibility as well. Now, for the Facebook ad, by the way, we already started running Facebook ad since February the 23rd. It has not been 30 days yet since we started running Facebook ads, but we're already gaining this much of visibility on Facebook. You are also started receiving 2 leads, which is a good sign. By the way, you'd also see in this page the preview of your ad or your Facebook ad. So you can also see it from here. And if in case you would like to make changes to that, you can always let us know, okay?
Okay. I have a question about the leads.
Sure.
So sure. I keep getting leads, but they're far away. So like the Wanda lady, she was from like Georgia.
Wow, that is interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was a reason for that. But yeah, the Wanda lady, she was from Georgia, and then there was like two more people that got in touch with me, but they were from like almost 3 hours away.
All right. Well, since your business is visible online, one thing I am very much certain of at the moment is that they may have mistaken on seeing your business on their location or on their end. But rest assured, if you're still on the Facebook ad page, you would actually see at the bottom the target areas or the areas that we're targeting for Facebook ads, which means we are targeting the right audience. We're targeting...
Location? Location, you say? Okay, I see it.
Okay, yeah, it's under ad campaigns for Facebook ads, and then the target areas, yes. So those are the only areas that we're targeting for your Facebook ads. They may have just accidentally seen your ad on Facebook, which is the reason why they have tried to reach out. They may have mistaken your business to be available in their area as well. Does happen sometimes, for sure. But rest assured, we're making sure that we follow the guidelines and we're promoting your business only to the areas that you have provided, and we're only promoting the services or the keywords that you have provided as well during the onboarding.
Okay.
All right. Unless if you'd like for us to make changes, then you can always let us know. Wonderful. And then moving on, we also do have the reviews tab on the client dashboard. So if you can please go to reviews and let me know once you're on that page.
I'm there.
All right. So the reviews tab is going to show you the how many reviews you have on your Google Business profile. If you're going to scroll all the way down, it's going to show you all the reviews. And awesome. You have been responding to the reviews, which is great. It's definitely helping with optimization. And then if you're going to scroll back to the top, you'd see three options in how you can request for reviews. First, we have the link which says ratemy.pro/legacygarage, which you can just copy, paste it to a text message or an email, and then you can send it to your customers. Second, we have the request review button, which is on the right side. You can click on it. Once you click on it, it's going to give you the option to put in your customer's name, phone number, and email address. Once you hit send, they will receive a message with the same link that shows on your client dashboard. So that link, by the way, when they click on it, it's going to take them exactly to where they can leave a review for your Google Business profile so that they won't have to take the time to look up for your business on Google and then find where they can leave a review. And then lastly, the newest feature that we have in requesting for reviews is a QR code, which is commonly used nowadays. So on this page, you can generate your own custom QR code. Should you want to add your logo on it, it should give you the option when you generate a new one, and you can also select which color you would want your QR code to have. And then just want to have you notified that we also have automated replies set for your Google Business Profile reviews. So let's say you receive a review with 4 to 5 stars. It will have, or it will automatically respond to the review within 2 hours. If you would prefer to respond to the review on your end, you actually will have 2 hours before the automated reply will be posted. Now, if the review only has 1 to 3 stars, It's going to allow you 2 days, or it's going to allow 2 days for the review, or for the, I'm sorry, for the reply to be posted, so that there will be enough time for you to be able to review or to check on why the review is only 1 to 3 stars. But,
okay,
of course, if you wish not to have automated replies on your reviews and you want it to be more personalized, then you can also toggle it off anytime.
Okay.
All right, and then moving on, do you have any questions on the reviews tab, by the way, before we move on to the next resource?
No, nothing.
Okay. So we also do have posts tab on the client dashboard, which should just be right next to reviews.
And there.
Okay, awesome. So on the post tab, if you scroll down, you'd see where we already created posts on your Google Business profile. Also, you will also see here the upcoming posts. Now, these posts, by the way, you can edit or delete them. You can also create your own custom posts through this page.
Okay.
All right. And then for these posts, we are actually using any photos that you happen to have sent us. So if you have any new photos or any new business photos, then please do send us a copy or have it uploaded to the client dashboard, as we will also be needing those for optimization.
Okay.
All right. But technically, and you may be wondering why we're making posts on your Google Business profile, this is actually because posts are a great way to get attention in real estate on Google. It helps definitely with optimization. And technically, this is actually a new feature that we have. So every week, we will be making posts on your Google Business profile.
Okay.
All right, and then, by the way, all of your platforms are being optimized, and that would mean that it will benefit you with more online presence. Now, Cody, it can result to any types of calls. It can, you may get service requests, competitor calls, along with others. So if you receive any solicitor calls or text messages that come from companies that claims to be from Google, or let's say companies from Townsquare or Ollie, if they ever request for extra money to verify or complete your Google Business profile, please know that those are scam calls, and you should hang up to those immediately.
Yeah, but I was going to ask you that, because I think it was yesterday. A number called me like 3 times, and right when I answered, it was like, please don't hang up. Your Google page is not complete. And I just kept hanging up because I didn't feel like that was accurate.
Right, right. That's actually one example of those type of calls. Rest assured, though, we are a certified Google channel partner, and we follow Google guidelines to make sure that your business is going to be fully optimized on Google, and to make sure that we're not going to be violating anything.
Okay.
All right. So rest assured, your Google Business profile, along with your Facebook ad and website, are being optimized fully according to guidelines as well. We don't want to be causing any harm to your listings at all. We're trying to help our clients with their businesses as well. And then I would also want to remind you that we have incentives when you refer businesses to us. So if you probably know anyone that can benefit from our services, you can always let us know, provide us with their contact information. I'm going to be sending you an email with the details for the incentive program, but technically you will be getting a free month of the local SEO services. It does not include the ads, only the local SEO. So that's going to be a month of free local SEO if you refer someone.
Okay.
All right. And please do also look out for emails and text messages with updates from Local Splash. We will definitely continue to optimize your campaigns to get you more leads and make sure to check your dashboard, and there will be a lot of resources for you. Now, should you come up with any questions or if there's anything that you may need assistance in regards to your account, then please know you can always give us a call or send us an email, text, or a chat. We'd always be glad to assist. Now, Cody, do you maybe have any questions or anything else that I can assist you with today?
Yes, ma'am. So on the business information tab, on the thing, I know it's got like a red circle with a line through it on the tracking phone because I don't have one. The website also has one, which I think that's because the website's not live. But it has one underneath the search phrases. Is there a reason for that?
Search phrases. Let me go ahead and check here. Oh, you're referring to the red circle?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. This red circle is actually, it actually indicates that this area right here is not available for edit.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Great. So no worries. Nothing's wrong with your account. It's just that these sections that you see, the red circle, these are not editable. So if there's any changes that you'd like to make on the section, then you can always give us a call.
Okay, understood.
All right. And any other questions maybe in regards to the client dashboard, probably the services or the program?
No, ma'am.
All right, then. All right, well, that was actually all it for me as well, Cody. Should you come up with anything else, please know you can always give us a call back, okay?
Okay.
All right. And thank you so much once again. Uh-huh, go ahead.
It'll be the same login every time?
It will be the same login.
Okay. Yes. That's all I wanted to mention.
All right. We also do have the application, the local Splash app. I can send you an email on how you can get the local Splash app as well. That way you don't have to go to the website all the time.
Okay. Yeah, if you can.
Definitely. You should receive that in the next minute or two.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very much welcome. Thank you so much once again for choosing local Splash, Cody, and for taking the time to speak with me. You have a great rest of the day and a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.